Okay, Mr. Bouchard, my name's Justice of the Peace Leshensky, all right?
Pardon?
My name's Justice of the Peace Leshensky. It's my job to decide whether or not to grant you a protection order, okay?
That's right, yeah.
I can only do so if you convince me that a protection order is necessary for your immediate or imminent protection because of either domestic violence and or stalking. Okay, do you understand that?
I would like to have it immediate.
Okay. Do you understand what that means, though? So you have to be either domestic violence or stalking, and there needs to be an immediate need for it. Not an immediate order, but an immediate need. Okay? I'm going to go through the applications, and you're making three applications here, right? Against three different people?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go through each one separately, and what I'm going to do is that I'll reserve my decision until all three protection orders are heard, okay? And then I will tell you what my decision is on each one individually, okay?
Correct.
Do you understand that? Okay. What I'm going to do is when we're going through these two, I'll give you an opportunity to add anything that you think I need to know, okay? I may have questions for you, okay? Any questions you have for me before we begin? No? No questions?
Are you okay? Before I came in.
You're okay. Like, you don't, I'm just saying you can ask me any questions you might have about the process right now.
Okay.
But you've been through it before, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so today's date is February the 25th, 2011, approximately 11 a.m. This hearing is an application for a protection order. Before Judicial Justice of the Peace, Leshensky, L-I-S-C-H-E-N-S-K-I. The applicant in the proceedings is Lionel Bouchard. Lionel is L-I-O-N-E-L, Bouchard, B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D.
Correct.
Okay. And what I'm going to make sure is that you, when you're speaking, that you're speaking loud enough so that the microphone can pick you up, okay?
Okay.
Also, if you need to describe something with your hands or something like that, you have to describe it in words, okay, so that we can see it. I'm also going to caution you with respect to full disclosure to the court. And what that means is that you're responsible to tell the court everything, and it has to be the truth, okay? And you, even if it makes you look bad, you still have to include it, because if you don't, if they challenge the protection order afterwards, if it's granted, then a judge in a higher court can get rid of, can throw it out because not all the information was provided, okay? The other thing I'm also going to caution you is that the respondent can listen to a copy of the tape. So you don't want to say anything on the tape that you don't want the respondent to know, such as if there's a place you go for safekeeping, hiding, or something like that. You don't want to put that on the record because then they'll know where it is, okay? I'm going to put you under oath. Do you want to swear on the Bible or affirm?
I did already.
Okay, you're going to swear on the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah, for this hearing. Okay, so put your right hand on the Bible. Yeah. Do you swear the evidence you shall give in this application to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
You do? Okay. I'm also going to caution you with respect to making a false statement under oath. It is an offense to knowingly make a false statement under oath, okay? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So the first respondent I'm going to deal with is Andre Bouchard, okay? Andre is spelled A-N-D-R-E, Bouchard, B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D. Now you indicate here that Mr. Bouchard and you have lived together in a family relationship. Is he your son? Right? Mr. Bouchard is your son?
That's right, they're correct, yeah. Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. The most recent time you'd experienced any sort of domestic violence under stalking from the respondent was back in October 2010. This is the 29th. It's ongoing since 2006. You're at the Winnipeg Airport and had Linda Stobe, his sister, attempt to charge you with being abducted by Marlene Lagarde. Who's Marlene Lagarde?
Legarry. That's me.
That's you?
That's
okay.
Me.
So what happened there? The police were called?
But they tried to abduct me. I mean, they tried to put me in the mental home, like, you know, for...
Okay.
And the... She said that Marlene was adopting me, but it wasn't true.
Okay. Why did she think that Marlene was abducting you?
Because, I mean, they're trying to put me into a mental home.
Okay, what did they do? How did they try to put you in a mental home?
Pardon?
How did they try to put you in a mental home?
Well, they've been doing this for quite a while. That's why I want to have a peace, because, I mean, they threw me out of my home while I was in the hospital. I had a bad accident. Now I want peace. I want peace for the rest of my days. And I want them to leave me.
Are there any court orders with power of attorney or anything like that before they... Do they have... Anybody have power of attorney? I can't listen to you.
Yes, well, Winston Smith, he hired four investigators, and he says he sent me to Vancouver because, I mean, he says he didn't trust... he didn't trust Andy because... that was for my protection.
Okay, so Mr. Bouchard, Andre, he's your son, right?
That's correct.
Okay, but he doesn't have power attorney for you, right?
No. Okay. Only has the power attorney.
Okay, that's what I just want to know, if he's got any sort of legal obligations to look after your affairs or anything like that. Okay.
Right. Correct, my honor.
Okay, so you indicate that he was seen stalking during an evening, awaiting. By a van to return. Back in August, this is back in August 2008, right?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Bush is across the street with Mike Sleegers. Who's Mike Sleegers?
Oh, he's just a. He used to be a friend of mine, but I mean, he told me one day, he said, Lionel, I have $20,000 to put you back in your home. And then he turned against me, and
okay.
So,
you do indicate that there's, in terms of the police being called, they were arrested. There was a theft in 2006, June 2008, RCMP called to release motorhome. That's your motorhome?
Yes, it's an old motorhome, like 21 years old. And,
so what was the theft for? Was that something that they stole from you?
Yeah. They locked all the keys inside, so I couldn't get in. So
locked all the keys inside where?
In the motorhome, so I couldn't get. So I had to get somebody to tow it to the Ford dealer to pick up the keys, and then they had to remove wires on it so that I could use it. But
okay. So this was your motorhome?
Yes.
Okay, and this was back in 2006 or 2008. Do you remember what year that was?
89.
Okay. Indicate that they tried to commit you immediately upon your fall back in December 2005. So you had a fall, right?
Yes.
Okay. Advise. Destroyed your property while you were in hospital. How did they destroy your property? What did they do?
Well, they took everything out of my home. I had important papers in my room. I told them that. To leave them alone, not to go in the room until I go back home.
Okay, how did they get in the house? How did they get in the house?
Well, they had the keys.
Okay, so do they still have keys to your home or anything like that?
Yeah, they still have a file, yeah.
Okay, have you ever thought of changing your locks so they don't have access to your house?
There's somebody living in the house now.
They're living in the house now. Is somebody it your house?
Pardon?
Is it your home?
In my home.
Okay, how come they're living there?
Well, I mean, I had a life estate on the, and to my home, and so.
But it's your home, right? Well, you live there.
Correct.
Okay, and they're living there as well.
Yes, I mean somebody is living in my home right now.
Not
yes.
You, not one of these people that are in the picture. Somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, somebody else.
But the kids.
It's complete stranger.
Okay, so you're renting it to them or something?
Pardon?
How are they living there?
Well, I gave them a key to move in there and...
Okay, so you're not renting it to them?
No.
You're just letting them live there?
Yeah, he's renting it to them. And
who's renting it?
I have a life estate on that property, and he refused to let me in my home, so...
On the title of the property, whose name's on the title?
His name is on the title.
His name's on the title? And with you?
Yes.
So the, both of you are on the title?
Pardon?
Both of you are on the title for this property?
Well, he has a...
Take your time. It's okay. You just think about what you want to say.
Well, on the property, it's on his name, but I have a life estate on that.
Okay, what do you mean by a life estate?
In writing, it's on. It's in writing that I could live there as long as I live.
Okay, so it's on there that you can live, and that was an order that was done through the Court of Queen's Bench at some time?
Pardon?
Was that an order that was done through the Court of Queen's Bench? Did you?
No, that was done to my lawyer.
Through your lawyer? Okay. Yes. So, okay. I'll leave it at that, and then I'll come back and I might ask you some more questions at that, okay? Okay, indicated that he impersonated you and did some telephone banking without your knowledge, is that correct? That he impersonated you and did some telephone banking without your knowledge?
Correct.
Okay. So did you contact the bank about that?
Yes.
Okay. Was he ever charged with that?
They weren't allowed to do it, but...
What do you mean they weren't allowed to do it?
Well, they're not supposed to go into my bank.
No. Yes, so you called the bank and told them that this person impersonated you?
Right, correct.
Okay. Did you call the police on that? Well, indicating that he impersonated you?
No, we didn't check, I mean, but...
Who did you check with?
They had no right to go into my bank account.
Okay. But they did go into your bank account, right?
Yes.
And so did you talk to the bank about that?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay, so you talked to the bank and said that this. So what did the bank say when they said that somebody had impersonated you?
Well, they tricked the bank. They had a power of attorney that wasn't enforced.
Okay, so there was a power of attorney at that time?
Pardon?
There wasn't a power of attorney at that time?
No, Marlene had the power of attorney.
Okay, but that wasn't Marlene that was on the phone, right? This was your son, right?
That's right.
Okay, so your son didn't have a power of attorney, so the bank gave him information about something in terms of your banking.
Yeah,
right?
He went there with a false power of attorney that wasn't enforced.
Okay. Did the bank call the police?
No, they didn't. But
did you call the police?
Yeah. We did. So he went there with a false power of attorney.
Right.
And,
but that's against the law, right?
Against the correct.
Okay, so did anybody call the police about it?
No.
Okay, I just want to know if the police have ever been involved in all this.
Yeah.
Okay. You indicated you had a protection order back in 2009, is that correct? Did you have a protection order in 2009? Do you remember that?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
What happened with that protection order?
They didn't honor it, I mean, I was...
Was it granted?
It was granted, but now they removed it then. And I wanted that.
Who removed it? They went to court and had it set aside?
I think it was the... They went to court and they removed it.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, I mean, you can't, unfortunately, it has to be his testimony. The only way you can give evidence is if, I'm not opposed to listening to some thing, is your application's not sworn, you're not sworn in, so.
Yeah, I helped last time. It was set aside because he was in BC, couldn't travel, he had a medical emergency.
I think I saw that in a different application.
There you go, yes. Just to clarify.
Mr. Bouchard, do you have a lawyer?
I had Weston Smith for a while.
And have you discussed any of this stuff with him?
Fine.
Have you discussed any of this stuff with him?
Yes.
So the last incident was, so on October 29, 2010, which is the airport incident, what's happened between now and then with Mr. Bouchard, Andre, your son? What's happened? Have you heard from him between now and then?
I haven't talked to him for a while. I mean, I'd like to get protection order, and so they should leave me. I want to get back into my home. I mean, I have life estate, I have rights, and...
He was also in B.C., that's why.
Okay.
And he was concerned about coming back unless he got protection order after that incident.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk to me about with Mr. Bouchard at all? About your son. Anything else you want to add about your son at all before I move to the next person on your the list here?
Maybe I can bring something up. There was a revoked power of attorney that he's still using, even though it's been revoked.
Okay.
And we'd like for him to turn it in.
Yeah, I mean, that's a criminal matter. If it's been revoked and it's not there, if he's passing it off, it's something that...
But it's like we're always...
He needs to be charged criminally with that. Somebody has to call the police and have them go and charge him with that.
Oh, is that how you do that?
Yeah. Okay. Anything that's being done that's not legal, it's a matter for the police.
It's like with the bank, we're going to follow up.
Yeah, and that's with the bank. If he's going to the bank with a power of attorney that's not in, effect, and they're
banking, he's impersonating dad.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's an impersonation charge,
yeah.
And that is something that the police have to be called on. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to move on to Claire, okay? Now, Claire is your daughter, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So this is more recent here, that January 11th, once again, Claire, Dimitri, Andre Bouchard, and Linda Strobe had another meeting with Mike Sleegers. Who's Mike Sleegers again? Who's Mike Sleegers?
He's used to be a friend of mine, but he was going to help me, but he turned against me after a while.
Okay. So it sounded about taking, getting rid of your personal property and belongings to the dump by January 12th, 2011. Is that correct?
Could you repeat the question,
Sorry.
Please?
So they had a conversation with Mr. Sleegers, and he said that he was going to take your personal property and belongings to the dump by January 12th, 2011. Is that what the conversation was about?
He was going to take all my properties and throw it in the land, as a landfill. But
okay. Did that happen?
Well, as far as I know, I'm not sure if he...
Okay, so, and this is at the property that you have life title to, you're saying, right?
No, I have a van. I have my van at this place, and he wouldn't let me use it.
Who?
Mike Sleeger.
He won't let you use your van? It's registered to you?
It's mine and it's on my name, and he doesn't want to release it.
How can he not release it? You have keys to it?
Yeah.
You've got, and it's registered under your name?
Yeah.
So you just go take it?
Yeah. It's on my name, yes.
Or somebody can take it on your behalf if they've got your permission.
Yeah.
Have you called the police about that? At all? Have you ever called the police about it? Have you called the police about any of these incidents that have been taking place at all? Have you called the police?
Yeah, we called the police and we...
What did they say?
Well, they're aware of what's going on. It's been going on since 2006.
And have you... In terms of your property that you have, okay, you say that there's somebody living at the property and that's in your son's... renting that property to that person, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's you're both on title for that property, right? And there's no?
He's got a life estate on title, correct.
Okay. But it says that you can reside on that says you can reside at the property until you pass away, for instance, right? That's what it says?
That's right.
Okay. Now there's a court order that says that. Have you gone through the court at all to have that other person removed from the property?
No, I didn't go to, but we did go to remove it.
To remove that other person? What did the court say? Do you know? Do you remember?
Well, they said that belonged to, this is my home, and I should be, I have my right to go back into my home, but they won't let me in.
Okay. Okay. Was there, but I mean, you're both on title, okay? And now if there's a court order, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to speculate on terms of what, but I'm trying to find out if that you're saying that that's your property and that you're entitled to live there, okay?
Correct.
And your son's saying that he's rented it out to somebody else because you weren't here for the last, how long have you been out of the province?
No.
I've been...
So that's not the issue. When he was in the hospital.
Okay, yeah, when he went in the hospital. Yeah, I understand he went in the hospital.
He wouldn't let him back in.
Okay.
From then on. So it's been, even though, despite agreements that he signed, my brother.
Right.
And finally we got the lawyer to put a correct life estate on there, but he's still refusing to allow my dad in.
Okay, and is that going through the courts right now?
It's been stalled because what happened is they grabbed hold of dad. They wouldn't let him go to his lawyer, wanted him to find his lawyer. They grabbed the vehicle and... basically had him as a prisoner at Mike's. So okay. The lawyer took him and sent him to BC to live with me.
Okay, and are you living here now, or are you just
no,
here?
No, I live in BC.
Okay. How long are you here for?
It was supposed to be 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
But, just...
Where are you residing right now?
Pardon?
Where are you residing right now?
Residing in San Francisco right now.
Okay. With who?
Well, people that I knew from all my life. I mean,
okay.
They let me go in with them for now. Until I get back to my home.
He's back from BC, but he's afraid to stay there because of what's happened the last time he was here. Every time they get near him, they get the police involved, or they grab him and drug him, or basically force him against his will, move him around. It's been ongoing since 2006.
Okay, I'm just going to read some more of this that you've got here, okay? And if I have any questions, I'll ask you. when you had the protection order, the last protection order that you had, who was that against?
Pardon?
The last protection, who was that against? Everybody or just one?
All three.
All three?
Yes.
Okay. All three evicted him out of his house, I suppose. Okay. It's a case of senior abuse, but worse than that. There's no boundaries they haven't crossed with him.
Now, Claire, you indicate she's your daughter. Is it biological daughter or not through marriage, right?
Biological. Okay. All of them. I had 9 kids. He's got 8. The whole idea is my brother wants to sell the property, and he thought Dad would be gone by now. So okay. He doesn't want to honor the life estate.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move on to Linda Straub, okay? Linda Straub, and that's L-Y-N-D-A, and just for the record, so it's, again, Lionel Andre Bouchard, L-I-O-N-E-L, Andre A-N-D-R-E, Bouchard B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D, application for a hearing order before Judicial Justice of the Peace Leshensky, February 25th, 2011. Approximately 11:30. Mr. Bouchard has already been sworn in with respect to application against Mr. Andre Bouchard. So she was involved in the incident at the airport, correct? This is Linda, again. She was at the airport as well?
Yes.
Were they saying that you were trying to abduct him? Okay.
Yes.
And that's, again, and you're his daughter, right?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. I'm from Lucy. That's only the third time they've done that. Twice to me and once to his lawyer.
Okay. And note for the record, you have concerns that they're trying to commit you, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand how that process works? What they have to do?
Well, they tried to abduct me. They took me to a psychiatric about 4 or 5 times. And
they have to have a court order to do it, okay? They can come and they can make an application for what's called a mental health order, and they can have you assessed by a psychiatrist or whatever, but it's ultimately the psychiatrist that would have to be the one who makes the decision as to whether or not you would be found either
competent
to be able to manage your own estate affairs and stuff like that, right?
They want to make him a ward of public trustee in their applications. And to circumvent that, I took him to the mental health in D.C. He's perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, the same thing would happen here, too. He would have to be assessed by somebody.
Okay, but
they can't make that decision, right?
Okay, but what they did to me was they charged me with abducting my mother when I was trying to take her down with her permission to a cancer clinic.
Right.
And then they formulated this typed list and in front of the judge said that everyone had wanted me to get a mental evaluation. In order for me to get bail, I had to have her. And then when I came out, I checked over the list, there's people on there I've never met.
What do you mean, in terms of? On what list?
My brother gave the judge a list of people saying that they wanted me assessed.
Right.
And it was a typed list. And when I finally saw the list, it was his lawyer It was a psychiatrist. It was neighbors I've never met in my life.
And that was here or in BC?
In here, Manitoba. So you see, it's not really what, it's how he portrays it. He's been in
well, I mean, if you get a mental, if you're applying for a mental health application, they can say whatever they want on the application. They're under oath. So if the evidence is not truthful.
I'll show you their affidavit.
And then again, that's another police matter where charges should be laid if they falsified evidence or if they're saying stuff.
If they put an affidavit, that's totally wrong. If it's a
lot, because a justice reviews all these applications, okay, mm-hmm. They're reviewing, just as I'm reviewing this today, I'm reviewing it that everything that you say is true, okay? I have to accept that what you're telling me is true, because you've sworn an oath, okay? Now, if you're lying, and it's determined that you're lying, in any application before the court, there's a process that somebody would have to review it and lay charges on that person for...
I thought it was only Crown could do that.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to bring it to their attention, saying this is totally false information, okay. And have evidence to show that it's false. They could be charged. Yeah, I mean, it's a complicated matter, and I'm going through all these applications, and I'm looking at them all, and I.
I've got a briefcase full of.
Yeah, and as I say, you
to counter their false affidavits.
And as I say, you, Mr. Bouchard, you do have probably because it's family and because. They can put in because of your age and they can probably continue to do things through the court to try to make your life uncomfortable, to try to gain whatever means that they want to have, okay? That they can do that. And that's going to be something that you're unfortunate, you've got your daughter, so hopefully we'll be able to help you somewhat.
I have for 5 years.
And get, as I say, you need a good lawyer that can also help you. I mean, unfortunately, that costs money, right? And I know that certainly puts a strain on you. I mean, I'm looking at all these applications, and I've read all the applications, and all the evidence that you provided to me.
I've got a suitcase full of it, but they didn't want it. It's like nonstop. They're not going to let go, Dan.
I mean, I'm prepared to grant orders, okay, on these. I'm just going to go through the process of saying that, given the evidence that you've provided to the court, I'm satisfied that, based on a balance of probabilities, that your family is subjecting you to a form of domestic violence, and that, given your concerns and your fears, that you... Based on balance probabilities, you need an order on an imminent basis, okay? So I'm going to grant the order on all three of them, okay? So just for the record, and I'm just going to go on the record and say, on all these applications, and for simplicity, because, as I say, if your family may request a copy of the transcript for all these proceedings, okay? So as I say, based on your protection order for against Linda Straub, I'm satisfied again that the criteria has been met to grant a protection order based on the written evidence that I've seen today, as well as your testimony that you've provided to me, okay? The conditions of the protection order are going to be that the respondent shall not follow the applicant from place to place. The respondent now shall not directly or indirectly communicate or contact the applicant. Okay. And the exception to that will be at any court proceedings in which the respondent is a party to or an accused person or in relation to the custody or access or a related family matter. So that means that they can, if you enter court proceedings with them, they can be in the courtroom, okay? However, while they're in the courtroom, they have to remain at least 2 meters away from you at all times, and they can't communicate with you except in the presence and with approval of the judge, master, or the official of the court, and they cannot remain at any location where you would be alone with them, okay? So that means if you have to go to court or whatever, they could still be in the courtroom, but they can't talk to you, they can't be left alone with you, okay?
Okay.
Well, what about funerals? There's some funerals that stayed away from relatives.
I'll get to that in a second. So,
okay.
Basically, they shall not attend at or near within 200 meters of where you reside, regularly attend, or work or carry on business, okay? Again, with the exception of the court proceedings, okay? And that they shall not attend or remain at any place where you happen to be, again, with the exception of the court proceedings, okay? So those are going to be the conditions of the protection order, okay, against Ms. Strobe, okay? So they can't have any contact with you, they can't have anybody contact you on their behalf, okay?
Okay.
And as I say, if you happen to be somewhere and they walk in and see you there, they have to leave. Okay? Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. So that's the order of the court. I'm Linda Straub. So we're back on the record with the application for Mr. Andre Bouchard again. Based on the evidence provided to the court, in your written application and on the testimony you've provided today, I do find that, based on a balance of probabilities, that an order is necessary due to domestic violence on an imminent basis against Mr. Andre Bouchard, okay? Again, the conditions for that are going to be that the respondent shall not follow the applicant from place to place, the respondent shall not directly or indirectly communicate with contact the applicant, with the exception of the court proceedings, that the respondent shall not attend at or near within 200 meters of where the applicant resides, regularly attends and works or carries on business, again with the exception of any court proceedings. And that the respondent shall not remain at any place where applicant happens to be, and that's except again with the court proceedings. Okay. So that's the order against Mr. Bouchard. Okay.
Okay.
The order also, just for the record again, it expires 3 years from today's date. Now, with respect to Claire, Deanna, Dimitri, Again, based on the evidence provided in your application, the evidence that you presented to me in respect to the hearing with Linda Staub and Andre Bouchard, I am prepared to grant a protection order based on domestic violence. Based on a balanced probability, I believe an order is necessary. Given domestic violence and based on the urgency of your need for the order. The conditions of the protection order against the respondent will be that they shall not follow the applicant from place to place. Is it Demery or Dimitri?
Demery.
Demery? Okay. Okay, so the respondent shall not follow the applicant from place to place. The respondent shall not directly or indirectly communicate with or contact the applicant, again, except where the court proceedings take place. That the respondent shall not attend at or near within 200 meters where you regularly reside, including or regularly attends. Or works or carries on business, again, with the exception of the court proceedings. And that the respondent shall not enter or remain at any place where the applicant happens to be, with the exception of the court proceedings. Okay? So that's going to be the conditions on that. Again, it will expire 3 years from today's date. Now, I know you've had an application before it was granted. Had it set aside, they might do that again this time, so you should be probably prepared to deal with it this time if that happens. Okay, so what's going to happen is these orders will be granted. It'll probably take I'm going to say probably an hour and a half maybe to type them up. Okay, so you'll have to come back to counter 100D, or you can wait there if you want to. Okay, and all the service documents are there. Okay.
Question, can, maybe I did ask you that.
Sure.
Can Andre be forced to turn in the original power of attorney?
Can he be forced?
Can you make that a request?
Anything that anything your sons and daughters try to do will have to be done through the Court of Queen's Bench. They can go to the Court of Queen's Bench and make whatever motion or application that's allowed within the law, okay? Now, I don't know whether or not that if that order's been revoked or whatnot.
If they've used it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they've used it since it's been revoked,
yes.
Then that's again something that if they're doing these things, you have to call the police and you have to have them get involved. I mean, that's the only thing that you can do. Even this order, as they are, they're only as good as you make them. Okay? It's a protection order only. If these people want to get in touch with you and contact you, they will. If they do, you have to call the police on them.
Okay.
Okay? You have to remember that. This is just a piece of paper. If somebody wants to bother you, get to you, you still have to call the police. Okay? And then the police will deal with it from there.
They're not taking them seriously in the past.
Well, I mean...
They're good talkers, but...
And as I say, I don't think it's going to end. Like, off the record, I don't think it's going to end.
Well,
and as I say, you're going to be having to deal with this probably for a long time after this, and that's why I say it's important that you have a lawyer that can help you do that, especially if you don't have another family here. If you've got good friends or whatnot that can help you, that's great. But it's not going to probably go away from what you've told me, okay? They probably will come and they'll make an application to have it set aside, each one separately, and you will have to attend to each court proceeding separately, and you'll have to have somebody there to help you. Okay? And there are other court orders. This is an emergency order, okay, just so you're aware of that. Okay, there are other court orders you can get to protect you from your family in a similar way, but it's a little bit longer of a proceeding, okay? So keep that in mind, that if this gets overturned, then you'll either have to bring new evidence to get another one, Or you should be looking at a long-term solution for it, not a short-term solution for it. Okay?
Okay. So I'd like to move into my home.
I can't do anything about your home.
Pardon?
I can't do anything about your home. I have no control over that whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's an order that has to be granted in the Court of Queen's Bench to have the other people either evicted or, and I mean, there's a whole bunch of things. If they're renting it, then there's other acts that apply to that. If your son has title and he's as well on title and he's rented it to them, you'd have to go through the Court of Queen's Bench. You have to get a lawyer to try to get back into your place. I can't make any orders to have other people kicked out of your place, and or it's a bigger issue, okay?
Yeah.
So that's something you still have to look after, okay? So that's everything today. It'll take a while for me to get these probably to the
awesome.
The typist, but
thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Okay.
The judge was ready to grant him the possession order, but my brother knows every trick in the trade. So he claimed that he had a release, so that was good enough to stall the proceedings and then to move in on that. So
right.
This is kind of how he works. Unfortunately. And unfortunately, I was in BC all these years, so I didn't realize what was going on here.
Hopefully it'll all get taken care of and life will be easier for you.
Yeah, we have to get the police involved in this because they're just blatantly lying under oath, which is really amazing. Where do you think we can continue doing that?
You have the order.
We have the order. Just have to wait for the paperwork, okay? You're okay. You have to see.
Yeah.
He's granted the order, Dad. So we'll just go to the cash counter?
It'll probably be, I'm going to guess, probably an hour and a half at least.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're welcome.